Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind-the-scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Be bold. Why not? Season 3. Make your mark, lead with pride.
Arm yourself with courage. Stand out and rise above.
Be the leader that you can be.
Lead others with passion.
Join us as we chat with MJ. Be part of the conversation. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Central. Tuesday, 8 a.m. Philippines.
Ready for some real talk? Pink Table Talk is all about empowerment, entrepreneurship, and the vibrant stories that make the world go round. Don't miss out on the gems shared in this heart-to-heart session with Dr. Carly D. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Attention, food lovers. Get ready for a brand new culinary adventure with the Commissary Kitchen.
Join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time or 9 a.m. in the Philippines for a live show that brings the best of the kitchen straight to your screen.
Presented by Lon Live Stream and Podcast and produced by Lon Media Network, we'll explore delicious recipes, share expert cooking tips, and bring you closer to the world of gourmet cuisine. The Commissary Kitchen, where every meal is an experience. See you there. Tune into Legal Treats with attorney Eileen Ligot Dizon every Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Get your weekly dose of legal insights about laws and legal matters, especially on divorce, estate planning, probate, and settling a deceased estate.
Engage in discussions by posting your questions, comments, greetings, or shoutouts.
See you every Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time. That would be Saturday at 9 a.m. Philippines. Don't miss out.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community.
We capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Sundays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Are you ready for engaging conversations on education, teaching strategies, trends in the classroom?
Tune in to Teacher Talk, Live Chikahan, with your hosts, Teacher Cora and Dr. Claire.
In each episode, we'll dive into meaningful discussions, share insights, and connect with fellow educators.
Don't miss out on the fun and camaraderie. Grab your coffee and join us for some lively Chikahan. Every Saturday, 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Philippines.
Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Law & Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Law & Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Law & Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Good evening, everyone. MJ here, and welcome to another episode of Be Bold, Why Not? And to all our viewers in the Philippines, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. At maraming salamat po for always watching our show. You are our inspiration for this show. And as usual, you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, stream.lawin.live and twitch.tv. And we are brought to you by Lawin Media Network. And if you miss our live show, you can listen to our podcasts like Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, and a lot more. And of course, here in Be Bold, Why Not? We are on the theme Lead with Passion. And I am privileged to have very passionate individuals in our show tonight. But before we get there, of course, as always, we have a game. So let's show them the mechanics of the game.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversation.
2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5. The more you comment, the greater your chances of winning. 6. We will use Wheel of Names to determine the lucky winner.
Yes, you got that right. So our viewers, come on, the more you comments you do, the more chances you're going to win in our prize tonight. And tonight's guest and topic is very dear to my heart because, oh my gosh, I just love Millie. You'll learn about Millie later, but I would like to introduce the people behind this concert, which is a cause for the pause. It's an initiative by our Houstonians who are very passionate about serving the community, not just people in the community, but our four-legged friends and pets and loves. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have on our show tonight. We have first, let's call on Mr. Dwayne and Ms. Geraldine Runkin. There they are. And of course, we have Ms. Ana Marie Palalon. Let's have her. Mr. Eric Medina. And Ms. Roan Moore. All right. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. How are you all tonight?
Good.
Feeling good.
Good, yeah. Good.
It seems like we just saw each other the other night, right? Few of you. Yeah, I wonder where Ana Marie is. But anyway, I know we got to talk to her too, because I think I have a question. Was she the one that actually started this, Ana Marie, or the four of you?
All of you.
Okay. All right. So let me ask, Dwayne and Geraldine, what inspired you to do this concert? And, you know, it's not just that you are doing this for a cause, but you are also giving our local talents the opportunity to actually show their talents at Jerry's Grill, and you're giving them a platform to entertain people, and being part of something like this actually is a good thing because they're serving at the same time they are entertaining our audience on the 22nd. Tell us about it, Dwayne and Geraldine.
It started when I saw something in Facebook that there's a shelter that needs help. And then I remember I messaged Rohan and also the other singer, Princess, where because we have a group chat like for mom, like that. Then I said, one day we will send some help to this shelter. And then we have a date, that spare date to Jerry's Grill. And then me and Marie and everybody's like talking, oh, let's do a concert. And then Marie called me. Why we have entrance? Why we shall donate? Mm-hmm. Donate. So I said, oh, okay. And then I was thinking, why we don't do it for dogs?
Fundraising.
And then it come up like that.
Yeah, but before that too, of course, we gotta talk our four-legged friends, like, or our family. You know, I just want to share. To me, like before, if I hear my coworkers talking about, like, oh, they're talking about somebody who's like a real person, right? And I could not relate. I mean, honestly, in the past, I could not relate. But then when I had the opportunity to have, actually, Millie is the name of my pet, and I just love her to death. Oh my gosh, she's like my fourth daughter. I have two boys, two sons. Now I tell everybody I have two daughters too, Mara and Millie. But Eric, tell me about your story about, I saw you have a pet too. So can you share us about your little puppy?
So I actually have two. I have an 11-year-old Boston Terrier named Ludwig and an 8-year-old old English Bulldog. I almost forgot that one. And his name is Wolfgang. So if you see the name, it's Ludwig and Wolfgang. So it goes back to the whole musical aspect of things. So this is where Geraldine, Roanne, and Marie are actually doing with all the musical aspect of what we do here in the Houston area. But both of them are boys. So I have three girls. And when my kids wanted dogs, I said, okay, just to be fair, I have to have boys. If we're going to get dogs, it's going to be boys. We're already out. That's the reason that we have two boys. That's, the dogs that we have. So.
All right. Sounds fair, right? What about you, exactly. Rohan? I know, Rohan, and I'll ask Dwayne later too. I know he's going to brag about their puppies. Let's have Rohan brag about hers first.
So I have two dogs. They are both female, and they are, their breed is Blue Lacy. It is believed to be the Texas state dog. And I never plan on having pet, or that I will become a pet person like I am right now. Until I come here. And yeah, I never thought that I will love a dog or dogs like that.
Me, I'm always a lover.
And Dwayne, what about you? It's your time to brag about your little puppies. They're so cute.
Yeah, they're a mess, but they're a lot of fun. We've had Jazz, who is our 8-year-old golden retriever, since we lived in China. We got him when we were in China, and the two Pomeranians, Bailey and Chloe, and then we just got a brand new addition to the family.
We have Findy.
We have Findy, who's our Bernedoodle. She's a Burmese Mountain Dog and Poodle cross. So. Yeah, we've got our hands full here. We have a full load of children here.
Wow. And I want to share mine too, because, you know, I grew up, I was scared. I was scared of dogs. Literally, I was, because I got bitten probably twice growing up. And you wouldn't believe, the last time I got bitten, I was actually already in college. Would you believe that? Yes. So my husband, one night, like before the freeze, you know, one night he was walking, and then there's this dog that was just going in front of him in our neighborhood. So my husband was so scared that she would get run over, right? So he kept getting her off the street, but she kept following him. And so we got Millie. Her name is Millie. So it's so funny because we also interchange Mara and Millie. Sometimes I call Mara Millie and I call Millie Mara. But yeah, I mean, it's like now I have realized how beautiful it is to actually have a pet in the house. It is therapeutic. Yeah. So How do you feel about, I wish I could ask Anna Marie, is she still there? I mean, we can see her, but are you there, Anna Marie? Are you there?
Indeed.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we can ask her later. Yes, yes. So what do you think about the Philippine situation? You know, we grew up in the Philippines. And in the Philippines, there's a lot of stray dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But now with those shelters and rescuers and all that, I think it has changed. And I can see how it has changed too. What can you comment about that, Eric?
Well, I can tell you, growing up, like you said, you are afraid because you're going to get bitten by dogs. My second oldest brother is actually still afraid of dogs till today because he got bitten twice. So, but you can't walk the streets without, you know, some, what I guess they refer to as a skull or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the street dogs. And I'm afraid I cross the street. But nowadays, everyone has the dogs as their pets. They carry them all over the place. You go to the malls, the dogs are with them. So it's totally different. It's no longer more of like, hey, they're all over the place. That's why I think this is what we're doing now is how do we help, the dogs that's out there that's not being helped? How can we help them going forward? And, you know, the shelters that's actually doing it on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's really, that's the true benefits that we're going to get out of this.
Wow, that's amazing. Now Anna Marie is with us. So Anna Marie, can you tell us your story about your pet? Can you introduce us to your puppy?
Yes. So I have a 14-year-old mixed terrier. So he's an older one. And he grew up with my son. My son, my human baby, he's not 14 anymore, but he's 21. And he never had a brother. So I was always thinking of ways to teach him compassion because it's different when you have siblings.
Uh-huh.
So... Yeah, his sibling is a dog.
Yes, that's true. And you know, it's everybody says dogs are men's best friend, right? Even when we watch movies about dogs, I mean, they just make you feel so good and they're so therapeutic. When you come home, they just run to you.
Yeah.
Like unlike your kids, sometimes they can argue with you or they talk back, but the pets, they don't.
They still love you.
Yes, so I think in a minute I'm gonna read some comments after a minute. But Dwayne, so I know you growing up in the U.S. there's a difference. Pets or dogs are really pets. So were you exposed in the Philippines where you see dogs in the streets? Did you have that kind of experience, or in other Asian countries?
Yeah, not so much in China, but in the Philippines, and especially when we went to our funny joke was when we were in Siargao on vacation, we had mopeds and you would drive down the road on the moped and you see the dogs on the side of the road. That's their territory. So they're just laying there. So I nicknamed them island dogs. I said, these are the island dogs here. This is their territory right here.
And those dogs know how to ask food and then they are all behaving.
They're good. They're good beggars.
Yeah,
I know.
It's funny because they know how to stay out of the street. I mean, it's like they know exactly what to do.
They're trained.
Guard our things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they guard our things, and then somebody wants to go there, and then he's like, "Come on."
Yeah, because you know they adapt. They're like human beings, right? We're just a higher form of but they also have. They are emotional too. They can feel us. Anyway, I'm going to read some comments before we move on. From Edward DeSeco. Let's see here. Good morning po, Texas and Mom MJ watching from Quezon City. Maraming salamat po. God bless. And then we have Cora Flores. Good evening, MJ. Yes, thank you all for watching. Anyway, I think we're going to read more comments in a little bit when we come back. We're going to go on a short break so we can have a break, and we'll be back But before that, I know we're going to get the Philippine team after the break. So don't leave. Don't leave, okay? Just stay in the virtual background because we're going to get you back at the last segment of the show. So let's see. All right, so let's have a break for now. Some of the comments. Let's see here. Continue reading from Rodrigo Fabia. Good evening, Ma'am MJ. I'm Rodrigo Fabia from Posurubio, Pangasinan. Good morning, Rodrigo. Maraming salamat. And then we have Edward Daseco. Good morning po, Texas. And Ma'am MJ watching from Quezon City. Maraming salamat po. God bless. Cora Flores. Good evening, MJ. Thank you, Ate Cora, for watching. And then we have Aramina Ungria. Have a rainy morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pangasinan. Ingat po kayo sa ulan. And then we have Ernesto Mones. Good morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Binalonan. Salamat. And we have Liza Requilman Ungria. Have a blessed morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pangasinan. And we have Edward Daseco. Good morning po sa mga guests. Good morning daw po sa inyo.
Morning.
Yay.
Morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
And Mark Carlo Daseco, good morning, watching from Pangasinan. And we have more comments here. Alexis Oliveros, rainy morning to all of God, all of us. God bless all and keep safe. Yes, you all stay safe out there. Alvin Reyes, rainy morning to all of us. And good morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pagupinan. Maraming salamat for watching, even though there's rain there. Lizelle Umbria, good morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pangasinan. And Rochelle Daseco, maulang umaga po. Keep safe. Good morning, Ma'am MJ. And we have... All right, we have more comments. Anyway, we'll continue with that. So before we call on our Philippine team, let me hear from Roan. Roan, so how many years have you had your pet?
Just 3 years. 3 years yet. So yeah, very, very young. I'm new to the being fur parent.
Oh, yes. So it's like a toddler, right?
Yeah.
It's like a toddler.
They're obnoxious and, yeah.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah. I know. And Anna Marie, any challenges raising a pet versus raising a kid?
They're very similar. Yeah. Well, the pet, at least the pet, you don't have to send them to college.
Yeah.
There you go.
But still, they're expensive, right?
Very expensive.
You have to have them groomed and all that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I know. I can relate. I can relate with every single one of you because, as I've said, I mean, they're really part of the family. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine Millie not with us. I mean, even when I hear my friend, I have a few friends who have had their pets passed away, like, oh my God, like within the last year, probably a couple of them. And you really, it really, really makes you sad and you really cry. I mean, they're like part of our family. But anyhow, we're going to have our Philippine team come by. Let me see what our back. Okay. So, all right. It's okay. We'll just continue with all of you. So, before, I think they're not available yet, but we want to talk about, so behind this concert that we're going to do on September 22nd, is everybody that's participating in the concert, the singers, the entertainers, are they all pet owners? Dwayne?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most, yeah. Like 95%.
Most of them, I believe so, yeah.
That's awesome. Because I think the Philippine team is ready. So we're going to get them in now. And then we're going to see you again in a little bit. Our Houston team, thank you for putting this up. And we're going to talk to you in a little bit, okay? Let's get our Philippine team. So we have Malu. Yeah. Hi, Malu. And then we have Adrian.
And then we have Adrian.
Hi. And Pamela.
And Pamela.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Can you all say hi? I think Malu, you are Hi Malu, can you introduce yourself and just say where you're from the Philippines?
Hello, good morning from the Philippines. So my name is Malu. I'm the founder of Potion Project. So we are a nonprofit here in the Philippines, and we have two shelters. I'm currently here in Bacolod. I'm born and raised here. And then the other shelter is in Bulacan. So currently, we have a little over 700 rescues. I actually also have at least maybe 10 dogs here with me now in the room. These are all rescues. And yeah, majority of them really were from the streets, were from the pound. They were strays that I used to feed, and then eventually I took them home.
Wow, that's amazing. What about you, Pamela? Can you share us your story and share us about your rescue home and if you have pets or puppies yourself?
And one of the admins of Solar Rescuer. So yes, we do have our own pets, but most of our pets was rescued. We started 2021 up until now. We have 39 dogs and 50 cats already.
Oh wow, that's amazing! And where in the Philippines is your rescue home?
We're in San Jose del Monte, Bulacan.
Okay, you're from Bulacan. What about you, Adrian? Hello, good morning to the Philippines. Yeah, can you? Go ahead, introduce yourself and then tell us about your rescue home.
Okay, I'm Adrian Lee. I'm one of the co-founders of Happy Tales Animal Welfare Inc. And we just opened our new shelter in Compostela. We've been around for 5 years now, and since November of 2019, we've helped over 300 dogs and 200 cats. with our not only our shelter but also our TNVR efforts and feeding efforts. So we've been helping dogs in the community, especially in Lahog and Guadalupe.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Kasi I remember in the Philippines, diba, parang there's a lot of stray dogs, and now it's becoming really more important that we take care of these dogs. And I appreciate shelters like your initiative of people like you. So, Malu, can you tell us the story that inspired you to do this thing?
Yeah, so I started Boshon Project very spontaneously. Ever since I was young, I was actually really a dog lover already. But I have to say, I guess I was a regular dog lover. I mean, I wasn't aware about the awful reality of animal welfare in the Philippines. I guess like I can hear myself. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's how I started. It's basically because I saw a Facebook post about 50 dogs on death row at the pound in the Philippines. I guess so many people still are not aware about the difference of a shelter and the pound. So here in the Philippines, almost every city has a dog pound. That's basically because of the mandate, and that's because of the Anti-Rabies Act. Reality is, Philippines is one of the countries with a lot of rabies cases, because there are just not enough programs from the government to address the overpopulation problem. So many people still don't know that a shelter and a pound are two different things. There are a lot of pet owners who surrender their dogs to the pound thinking they're going to be taken care of there. What they don't know is they're actually surrendering their dogs for killing. So yeah, that's how I started it. I just saw a Facebook post about 50 dogs on death row. And like everyone else, I just shared the post. Kasi diba, 50 dogs is 50 dogs. What are you going to do about that? So I shared the post just like any other regular dog lover. And then during that time, I was supposed to start an Airbnb business in our family friend's farm. And then by some coincidence, but I always tell everyone like it was all God's plan. Our friend also saw the post, and then she asked me, like, did you see about the post of the dogs on death row? Do you want to save them? Like, wala pa naman tayong concrete plan. We have more than enough space. Do you want to save them? And without realizing how big of a responsibility it is, I said yes to it. I went to the pound. That was my first ever exposure in a pound, because before that, I didn't know. I didn't even know there was a pound, because there's not much talk being done about the reality of animals, right? So I went to the pound, and to date, it is still the most traumatic experience of my life. Because imagine being a dog lover. Like, I had one dog before I started Poshon Project. Wow. I went to the pound, and then I was there, eye to eye with the dogs, begging for help. Some of the dogs could not even stand and move anymore because they were starving. Because the reality is, so many pounds in the Philippines operate without a budget. So they keep on impounding, and then the dogs are not being fed. And then I was standing next to the hole where they were supposed to be buried. So can you imagine just about how traumatic that one is? One dog was almost dying. The others just couldn't move anymore. Like, and once there were 10 cells there. One cell is one by 1 meter. Some of the cells had 10 dogs. Like, they just hardly could move anymore. So I didn't know. I didn't know how, what to feel, what to react. I was palpitating. I wanted to break down, but I couldn't because I had the rescue mission. So to cut the long story short, we were able to save those dogs. And what was supposed to be a temporary shelter changed my life. I mean, that rescue operation went viral. Some celebrities shared about it. And the negative side about that was I started to receive so many messages from many people that they were sending me videos, photos of dogs dying in other pounds. So like for the first week, I couldn't sleep. Every time I go to bed, I think about all of the pictures and videos that were being sent to me. I can hear the cries of the dogs when I was at the pound. So it was very traumatic for me. And that was really kind of what motivated me to start the organization. Like, I thought to myself, okay, we saved 50 now. Next week, there's going to be another batch and another batch and other pounds. So my main motivation really was I myself was a dog lover ever since I was young, but I didn't know about this reality. So wow. I wanted to get the word out there. I wanted people to know that, hey, this is the reality. Like, if you're still thinking about buying a dog, don't buy anymore. There's so many dying in pounds. There's so many stray animals. So that was my motivation. Yes, wow. I know we're talking.
Yeah. That's so, my motivation. Wow. I mean, that is a very beautiful story. I mean, and that takes a lot of courage to do something like that. You know, we'll hear about Adrian and Pamela's inspiration when we come back after a short break. So see you in a bit.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Okay. All right. They're screaming now. Your babies are, right? Oh, that is a very beautiful story. Oh, my gosh. That is heartwarming. And you're right. I mean, something like that, now you can, you have started something that's like revolutionary in the Philippines. So now there's, I believe there's now a lot of shelters, which is really, really good because they are like, they are living beings. You know, I know it's like, well, sometimes when we make it a joke, diba sa Philippines, minsan, diba yung mga anak ko nagagalit. I mean, they're really, because we know some people, they really, I don't want to say it because I know people will probably bash us when they don't take care of the dogs. But anyhow, yeah. What about you, Adrian? I mean, what's your story behind putting up your rescue home for pets?
Well, I'm like the previous speaker. I've also been an animal lover all my life. I grew up with 15 dogs and I adopted some cats even when I was a little girl. So I really have this heart for the helpless ones who can't speak. Like this guy here. I don't know. Yeah, that's my Mojo. He's our youngest dog here at home. And he's also a rescue. The story about Mojo is he was thrown in the river together with his siblings. And our caretaker of the shelter rescued him. And there are so many stories. I'm sure you guys know, fellow rescuers, that there are so many stories like this. And people just don't care. I mean, my passion for rescuing really is because these animals cannot speak for themselves. Like, when they're in pain, when they're hungry, they cannot say, oh, can you give me some money because I'm hungry. When they're thirsty, they cannot even open a water faucet. And that really breaks my heart. Like, some stray dogs out there, they're just walking for kilometers and kilometers trying to look for water even on a hot day because they simply cannot, like, pour water for themselves. Can you imagine that reality? And being someone who knows the personality of dogs, you know that I know that you all have dogs yourselves, and you know that dogs just want to be where you are. Like, if I'm in the room, all my dogs will be with me. If I go to the bathroom, there's always a dog that goes with me. They just want to be where their master is.
Master
is. Yeah, and can you imagine the stray dogs out there? They have no one. And, you know, they live day by day looking for food. And I get so emotional talking
about it. Oh, but sorry, I know.
I'm part of Happy Tales because, and I think all my co-founders, there are five of us, especially Hazel. She's the most active one, and her whole life is really devoted to rescuing and fostering and adopting animals. So, the passion of Happy Tales is really to provide a better life for dogs. Yes, the shelters are good. Definitely, there's a difference between the pound and the shelter. But yes, the shelters are good. But we don't want to see like 200 dogs crammed in one shelter. Like, we want dogs, in reality, they need loving homes. They need families. They need the good life that they deserve, you know. So that's what we aim for. I'm sure that's what my fellow rescuers also aim for.
Yes, definitely. We can feel you. Yeah, because, I mean, technically, my husband rescued Millie, our puppy, too, because she was in the streets when we had her. Yeah, though my daughter always wanted to have a pet, like growing up, too. And every time she saw a puppy, wherever we were, it's like, when are we going to have mine? So now we have one. What about you, Pamela? I'm excited to hear your story, too. What's the inspiration behind the shelter or the rescue home that you're operating or that you're leading? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, we started for cats, rescuing a cat, because previously when I and my partner living together, we have cats for maybe less than 10, and there wasn't happening that, or happened rather, that our cat Kitty was abused by our neighbors. Actually, she was hitted at the head or at her head because she was trying to go outside. But later on, we realized that Kitty was hit at the head because of some blood running at her nose. And then we realized that we have to post that Kitty for her medical expenses because she is carrying a baby. She was pregnant and she was giving birth for maybe 2 weeks. She has a kitten that time, so we have to really do something for her to survive, especially with her kittens. So eventually, we started rescuing a cat, and then last year of December, we already rescued, we started rescue dogs, and then up until now, we still rescuing a dog up until we build a shelter here in Bulacan. Especially lately, we rescued Bogart. Meron siyang alambre sa bibig for 4 months in Pangasinan. So Bogart was trying to dog trade meat in Baguio, and nakatakas lang po siya. So we rescued Bogart in Pangasinan. So that's really hurtful for us or painful for us to see those kind of animals, especially a dog, na abuse. So may mga shelter talaga na ginagawa yung best nila to save a dog and also a cat. So iba talaga yung difference from a pound to a shelter. May mga shelter talaga na pumupunta sa iba't ibang lugar just to save or just to rescue na na-report sa kanila or minessage sa kanila, but not everyone or not every animals can be saved by a shelter. So kailangan talaga ng help with others.
Wow, that is, yeah, because as you said, I mean, these pets or dogs or kittens or cats that are being abused out there, they cannot defend themselves. And I really salute people like you, I mean, initiating this in the Philippines, where, you know, it's common to have a lot of stray dogs on the streets. And now those dogs actually have homes and that they are well taken care of. I know I wish we have more time, but can you again one more time just say your Malu, what your shelter's name is, and if you have like just few words to say to our viewers, and each of you just will start with Malu, and then we'll have Adrian and Pam, and then we'll go on a break after y'all just say any words. So all our viewers, to all the pet lovers out there, and maybe you can encourage some people to do what you're doing so we can continue this. And this is something that they should be proud of to be doing because they're taking care of this little cute animal. So yeah, Malu, you can start.
Yeah, first, thank you so much for having us. It really means so much to us that there are more and more platforms talking about animal welfare. So again, I represent Potion Project Foundation. We have two shelters, one in Bulacan, one in Bacolod. We currently have over 700 rescues under our care, spayed and neutered, vaccinated, dewormed, loved like our own children, and looking for good homes. We have, everyone's already saying hi. We have since then rehomed over 1,000 dogs and cats already. Most of them are living better lives than us. We've had celebrities, we've had really rich people consider adoption, and that's really what warms my heart, because you know, now more and more people are aware that you can actually adopt in the Philippines. We continuously, you know, do our part to get the word out, because as mentioned earlier, you know, it's such an overwhelming problem. If you don't know yet, there are more than 12 million stray animals in the Philippines. Wow. Breeding is not regulated. So many pounds are not even at par with the standards that should be upheld for the animal. So, you know, the battle is just, it's just very, very hard. Starting. Again, animal welfare. It's the least priority in the country. We, you know, a lot of people are doing their best. Even if there were so many shelters in the Philippines, even if we rescue thousands, there are millions out there continuously overpopulating. And we all know just about how expensive spaying and neutering is. So the access to low cost or free spay and neuter is still not readily available. Like, not a lot of cities and provinces have access to low cost spay and neuter. More and more people are aware already of that one, but people couldn't afford. So, you know, there's so many ways to help us. I would really encourage everyone, please follow our shelter, follow all of the other shelters in the Philippines, see all the good work that the animal advocates are doing, and help any way you can. But please make adoption your first choice. Again, if you're still not aware about these realities and you still want to buy, I totally understand you. But now that you know this is how bad the reality of animal welfare here in the Philippines, I hope you never, ever consider buying anymore. Because every time you buy, you take away the chance of a shelter animal or a stray animal to be given a chance. So please don't buy, adopt, don't shop. Advocate for the animals because they cannot speak up for themselves. Consider volunteering in a shelter. Start feeding a stray animal. And if you can, take them to the vet and have them vaccinated and spayed and neutered. Because if you cannot adopt, you know, at least help with the overwhelming overpopulation problem. So thank you so much for inviting us here. One of my nieces is actually going to perform in the concert. So Christina, thank you so much. And I wish all of the performers, you know, all the best. We send you all our love from the Philippines, and our rescues really thank you for, you know, giving us this chance to speak up for them. And to all of my other fellow advocates, I hope you never get tired. I hope there will be more people who can really help advocates as well, because compassion fatigue is real. We all want to save all of them, but it's just impossible. And not a lot of advocates have the support system. Not a lot of people understand why we do what we do. So every day we battle with, you know, a lot of mental and emotional problems. And other than that, we have to work hard every day, look for funding to support the work that we do. So it's a lot. It's doing, you know, all of the rescuers are doing a million things all at the same time. So I hope we will have more support system. And our ultimate prayer, of course, is that the government of the Philippines will really step up their game, provide free spaying and neutering.
promote adoption. Breeders will be regulated, and hopefully I will actually really pray there will be no breeding anymore, because there's just so many. There's so many being born every day. There's no need to add more to the population. And yeah, ultimately adopt, don't shop. And if you can donate and support this event that they're mounting, please do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Malu. What about Adrian? Do you have a few final words for our viewers?
Yes, thank you so much, MJ, and everyone for having us, for having me here today. My name again is Adrian, and I'm representing Happy Tales Animal Welfare Inc. You can find us on Facebook, Happy Tales Philippines. We are in Cebu City. And just like Malu said, there are millions of strays in the Philippines, but there are also millions of Filipinos. So if we all just do our part, please adopt, do not shop. I know that it's really posh to have those breed dogs, but Aspens are blessings. I've been so blessed with my adopted Aspens. They are more behaved than, actually most of the time, they're more behaved than my breed dogs, which were given to us as well. Right now I'm having a problem with my pit bull actually, because he keeps attacking my other dogs. But I've never had any problems with my Aspens. They're so loyal. They're so beautiful. No matter how ugly a dog looks, because they have scabs, they have, you know, they're living in the streets. If you just give them love and care, give them a chance for a better life, they're gonna love you so much, and they're gonna be so handsome and maganda and guapo. So
wow.
Give a stray a chance, and please support, if you can't adopt, support rescuers, not just report. You know, we get a lot of reports, but very little support. That's the reality of it. So if you can foster, foster. If you can adopt, adopt. If you don't want to do any of those things, try to support your local shelter. Remember that we can't do everything, but everyone can do something. So
that's right. Yes.
And what do you call this again? Strays are blessings. I hope that you will have it in your heart to open your home to a stray that needs love and protection and care just as much as breed dogs do. And that's it. Look for us,
Happy
Tales Philippines, on Facebook, and to all our fellow rescuers. God bless you all for what you are doing. It's not easy. And sending love and hugs to all of you.
Thank you so much. What about you, Pamela? What can you say? Final words for our viewers, and tell us about, you know, the name of your shelter, and then just express your final thoughts. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. MJ, for having us here, for being invited. This is our first time to be interviewed. But yeah, they are right. Ms. Malu and Adrian is right. Please continue support a shelter, all our local shelter here. If you can't, just do PNVR. Actually, it can help to mabawasan kahit papano yung mga pagdami or yung overpopulated ng ating mga stray, kasi sobrang dami talaga. So sa dami ng rescuer, hindi pa rin talaga kakayanin yung getting all the help that they need. Hindi rin talaga uubra yung dadalhin sila sa pound lahat. But yeah, continue to support all the rescuers. We can actually save, but not all of them. Please adopt, don't shop, spay and neuter, vaccinated, do TNVR, stray feeding. It can help them. That every stray can be saved by our rescuers, or can be on the shelter. So please, everyone, just support in any way that you can. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much, and thank you for sharing your story. And we advocate for, like, adopting, not buying, and of course providing homes for these little pets. And you know, they're like human beings, so we just gotta love on them too, because they They keep us company. They can guard us. They really are best friends, men's best friends. So anyway, we'll go on a short break and we will be back for the final segment of the show. So see you in a little bit.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
In a world cluttered with information, where truth is power, Law & Weekly News stands apart.
We delve deeper, uncover facts, and bring stories to light. From political showdowns and economic triumphs to the pulse of the street and the heart of the community,
we capture the moments that define us, stories that challenge, inspire, and transform.
Tune in live Sundays, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Sundays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, we're back. Wow. I mean, it's so heartwarming and so touching and so inspirational what Pamela, Malu, and of course, Adrian are doing in the Philippines. And I hope that we all support them. So we're going to read some comments before we get our Houston team back. All right. A blessed morning, Mom MJ, watching from Pangasinan. That's from Jubilin Reyes. Juveda Reyes, rainy morning to everyone. Good evening, Texas, watching from Pangasinan. And we have Rodrigo Fabia. Good morning, Mom MJ, Mom Geraldine with Dwayne, Mom Rowan Moore, Sir Eric, and Mom Anna Marie. Wow, good morning. Rodrigo again, watching from Posurubio, Pangasinan. Maraming salamat po. Ron Abelila, good morning po from San Jose del Monte, Bulacan. That's amazing. We have some from Bulacan na rin. Marami na tayong viewers from all over the Philippines. We also have Amadeo Junio. Good morning, Ma'am MJ, watching from Pangasinan. And then we have Geraldine Garcia. Good evening, Texas, watching from Laguna. Wow, good morning there. And Teresa Williams, can't wait. Yes, can't wait for the concert so we can support them. And then Edward DeSeco says, my two dog po, ma'am, ako, two-year-old Shih Tzu named Ginger and eight-year-old Aspen named Puche. Wow, that's cute. Ang galing naman ang mga pangalan. And Geraldine, naiiyak na ako, grabe, na-save nyo na mga aso. Yes, Geraldine, it's so, yeah. Joanne Seria, good evening, Texas, from Pangasinan. Good morning, Ma'am MJ. Keep safe po. And God bless all po. Ingat po tayo. Yes. Joanne Seria, ingat po tayo sa maulan na panahon. Yeah, mag-ingat po kayo dyan. MJ Mariano, thank you all for all that you do for these dogs and cats. Yes, thank you, MJ, for watching. Brian Wong, moved by the stories of rescuers. I felt a genuine desire to assist a man's best friend. Please share how we can contribute, even in small ways, particularly for Adrian Lee. Yes, thank you, Brian Wong. Thank you so much. And we have Rachel Medina. Rachel, thank you for watching. Please let us know where we can donate. Contact details for those who want to donate or give help or assistance. Yes, yes. Let's help them. Let's do this. We all can do this if we all work together. Miguel Tamondong, numerous local governments and organizations are striving to discourage the practice of eating dogs. Is consuming dogs still prevalent in the Philippines, especially in North Luzon? I hope not. Yeah, I hope not. That's, yeah, Passion Project. Thanks for having us. This is our website for those who wish to help any way possible. It's www.passionproject.org.ph. So passionproject.org.ph. Take note of that. Thank you so much. And we have Bernadette Requilman Ungria. Good morning and have a safe everyone. All right. And I think we're going to get our Houston team. Yes. And let's talk about the concert. Oh my God, nakakaiyak naman yung story nila.
Naiyak ako
doon. Yung mga eyeliner.
Buti daw nag-mascara.
It's so sad. I mean, it's really sad, but I am so proud of them, of what they're doing. Diba? It takes a lot of courage to start something like that. I mean, Malu's story is like, wow, that's amazing, right?
She didn't even think. Yeah. And also Bolgar that have a barbed wire for 4 months.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, I can't. Oh my God. Now let's talk about the concert so we can help them. And I know that it's going to be a good concert. It's not just because we're featuring our local talents, but because they are being part of something like this. You know, the best thing in the world, the most source of joy is helping, serving. And thank you all, the four of you. Five of you. I'm considering Geraldine and Dwayne as one. Yeah, for doing this, because, you know, it just feels so good to do something, you know, to serve the community, even in, like, in our own little ways. So tell us about the concert, Anna Marie, so people can watch and come and support.
It's going to be on September 22 at Jerry's Grill. And what time does it start?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. And we'll be featuring so many singers, so many talents to watch that on that very day. And of course, we have that QR code there that you could scan mm-hmm. if you are already willing to donate at this time.
Yeah. So what are other ways that they can help? Geraldine, I know there's going to be a raffle. Can you tell about us about the raffle that they
Kuya, in charge to the timeline. You cannot do
Okay.
So what we're doing is there's a lot of people that's already donating items, services, and products. So we're actually going to have the raffle. People will, you know, will have a certain prize that you can actually select which one you want to get your raffles in, and then during the break, every single time we're changing our artists, we're going to draw some type of raffle in between there. And we're also going to play, I think Geraldine wanted to do a bingo game, so at least this way we'll be calling out numbers during, you know, for the old people. We're not saying Dwayne was old or old, but we're just doing that. We're having a bingo game because everyone always loves, no matter how old you are, everyone loves to play bingo, right? So that's another thing. And then we're also going to have a 50-50 raffle. So most, you know, it's just whatever we sell for those tickets, 50% goes to the winner, and then the 50% goes to the actual shelters that we're providing.
Wow, that's amazing. And Rohan, are there any other future events that we can expect from the Houston team? Is this going to be a regular thing for this team that you're going to be?
Yeah, one of the long-term goals for this event is to do these maybe every year or maybe more often than that, and then choose different shelters every time. And we will continue to find new shelters that needing support and help. And yeah, I think we will continue to do this. Regularly.
Yeah. So Dwayne and Red Geraldine. Oh, so what? Final words for our viewers. Oh yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I want to add one more thing. We're actually getting shirts done, and we're actually selling those at the event. Yeah. So we'll get those printed, and then people can. Yeah, so we'll have like a t-shirt with like all stars, and then there's a design to it and stuff like that.
That's good. So there's going to be merchandise. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
She just finished the design, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That will be, we will be so proud to actually wear something like this.
Protecting animals with songs.
Yes, yes, yes. That's amazing. Dwayne, anything else that you want to say? Oh, that is so great. Dwayne and Geraldine, before we draw our winner for tonight, or I think we have more comments and we'll draw our winner. But last words.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, we have so much talent here in Houston, and we are so appreciative of all of our singers and band members and everyone that is willing to donate their time and energy to this cause. It's truly a great cause, and we're so appreciative to them. It's so nice to live in a city where there's so many Filipinos that have so much talent, and they're willing to, they have the heart to come out and are we still on?
Yes, you're
still on. We're going a little bit over time, but yeah, we're still on.
Okay, so the only other thing I want to say is, besides thinking about the shelters and the dogs, that the one thing that I would like everyone to think about is the flooding that just happened in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It's when you think about the people, they try to find a place to go. When the water gets up to chest level, there's nowhere for the dogs to go. They either find a spot or they drown and die. Cats, dogs, all of the animals. So by helping support us, we're able to actually help these shelters that actually have been able to help these animals.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, you're making us teary-eyed, Dwayne. You just said it. Yeah, the dogs, they cannot, they're defenseless.
There's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah, during calamities, when they're getting abused and all that, they're defenseless. So please, please, we are asking you for your support. Come and watch the concert. Try to help in any way possible that you can. No matter how small or big that is, you're making a difference in the lives of these animals. And we have to show our compassion and kindness to them because they need us. Yeah.
One thing I want everyone to know that's on this podcast, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Philippines. No, there's no middleman. There's nobody in this whole situation that's taking one penny. Every penny that we raise goes straight to the Philippines to help these animal shelters.
Wow. Correct. And just to add on to that, Dwayne, it's one thing is we will have a projector that we will show on real time how much we're earning for the shelters, so there's transparency across the board. So whatever we're doing.
Oh, sorry, I guess we're caught right now. But anyway, I apologize for this, but yes, we're gonna be part of this cause for PAWS. So thank you, Eric, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was just saying that we're going to have transparency. We're going to have the projector. So real time, everything that we're collecting, it's showing on the board, however shape of form or whatever payment or donation type, it's going up on the board and it's everyone's going to see it on a real time basis.
All right. Thank you all so much for gracing the show tonight. I'm so happy and honored to be part of something like this. I promise you, I'm praying for these pets, and you are doing an amazing job for the community, and we are blessed to have you. And let's draw the winners for our show tonight. Let me see if we're ready, because as we promised, at the end of the show, we're going to draw a winner for our game, So let's see. Anyway. It seems like they're still trying to put the names in the wheel. What's going on? But we went over time, but it's okay. I think because we didn't have. All right. Okay. So I guess that's the end of the show for tonight. We will just draw the winner when we when we come back next week, I guess. Let's be see. Anyway, again for tonight, thank you very much to all those who tuned in, who watched our show. And here we go. We're going to draw the winner of our game for tonight. Wow, congratulations. Tito Flor Ginhawa is our winner for tonight. Congratulations po, and thank you for watching and tuning in tonight. Again, to all of you who have watched our show, thank you very much. To all our guests, thank you very much. And to all our skewers in the Philippines, God bless you all for what you're doing. And please continue to support Be Bold, Why Not? Every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. See you again next week. This is MJ saying good night and God bless everyone.